author Jeffrey Beshears. He's a former history professor and president of the Areopagus of Atlanta. I'm on the website now. A lot of great information here, which is a Christian learning center, and we'll get into that here in just a few moments. First of all, Dr. Beshears, nice to have you with us on WDUN.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be with you.
And you have a book called The Gospel According to Barak, and Al, I think, has a really good question right off the bat for you. This, and Al Ganey is our co-host, by the way.
Yeah, welcome to the show this morning. And the question that really comes to mind for me is, what prompted you to write this book? It sounds like a very interesting topic.
Well, Al, I was actually motivated to write the book by the comment that President Obama made back in May of 2012 when he cited his Christian faith as the inspiration behind his comments on in support of same-sex marriage. And I thought that a comment like that deserved an appropriate response because, frankly, nothing could be more indefensible than debasing the Christian faith in order to promote a practice that's biblically unjustifiable.
It is not biblically correct, obviously, and his worldview is definitely skewed from where my worldview is and where Joel's is and obviously from where yours probably is. But where does he get this justification from biblically, or could you find that out?
Well, I think it is unjustifiable on a biblical basis. Now, there are, however, as you know, there's been a lot written over the last 4 years about Barack Obama's personal life and his political ideology, but actually relatively little about the religious influences that have shaped his values and his positions, really on a wide range of social and moral issues, which would include, you know, abortion and same-sex marriage and the proper relationship between church and state. And so in my book, I look into basically, I try to address the question, how can somebody who professes to be a Christian be so wrong when it comes to some of these moral and social issues? And I think the answer is that Barack Obama actually had very little acquaintance with the Christian faith prior to joining Jeremiah Wright's Trinity United Church of Christ in back in 1988. And so his understanding of the Christian faith has been influenced by two major factors, and one is mainline Protestant theological liberalism, as it was preached and mediated through what is an ultra-liberal denomination, the United Church of Christ. And the second factor was black liberation theology, which was preached and advocated, of course, by his longtime pastor and mentor, Reverend Wright. And by the way, I think both of these factors are serious distortions of biblical Christianity, and it does call into question whether Barack Obama truly understands the nature of the Orthodox Christian faith.
Well, when you look at the distortions, the pro-abortion, my wife is very much involved in the pro-life movement in our area from a Christian crisis pregnancy center or a pregnancy resource center, as they're now calling them. So how can he be so off base and call himself a Christian? Now, I'm not here to judge his Christianity, but but at the same time, I do see where we have a major league problem with so many Americans, because the liberal thinking that's coming out of our colleges and universities today allows our young people to really be believing that maybe Barack Obama's right. Maybe there are other ways to look at this pro-life issue.
Well, I appreciate your comments, especially as far as not judging neither his sincerity nor whether or not, in fact, he is a Christian. And I do bring that out in the booklet that's really quite out of bounds. Now, the booklet also is neither a personal nor a political attack on Obama. And really all it does is identify and analyze these factors that have influenced his understanding of the Christian faith, which I think is a gross misunderstanding. And I think these factors have informed and influenced not only his political ideology, but his views on a lot of the most controversial moral issues of our day. Now, he's a very gifted and articulate and sometimes eloquent speaker, and a very, very persuasive and effective speaker. And so there's no question that that many are much impressed and much influenced by his positions and so on. But I do believe they're just fundamentally flawed and certainly biblically unsupportable.
And Mr. Beshears, we only have about a minute left, a little less than that. The Christian Studies at the Areopagus Christian Studies Center. And one thing about, and I want to find out about that, but one thing back to something that you bring up, it's this is an age-old situation that the country is going through, and it's not maybe communism. It may not be Muslims. It really is secularism trying to direct and infiltrate the society. Is that right?
Well, I would agree with Dinesh D'Souza, and that is that there have been allegations by some Christians to the effect that Barack Obama is a closet Muslim or something like that. I believe he's been thoroughly indoctrinated and affected by secular humanistic values. And he does profess to be a Christian, but frankly, he's promoting an extremely radical secular socialist agenda.
Well, we'll get you back on and talk more about what you do and learn about the Areopagus Christian Studies Center located in Marietta. You can go to their website, just Google it, and it'll give you information on how you can read more, find out about the book, The Gospel According to Barack, and more about the studies going on there. Thank you very much, Mr. Beshears, for being with us. Al, thank you as well.
Thank you.